top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Thursday, March 12, 2020. Before we go back to the phones, quickly, speaking of coincidences of timing, curious coincidence of timing, one of the things that we've talked about and heard about in recent years is the big push for the new Silk Road, the new Silk Road route. It's big news. You know, everybody's concerned about it. Interestingly enough, these same folks, you know, for example, World Economic Forum has published quite a number of things on the new Silk Road discussion. And so, you know, again, if you're one of these shrewd folks who, I mean, these people don't think like you and I think. You read a book like Thick Face, Black Heart, for example. That's sort of the pedestrian version of what I'm talking about, where, you know, in some cases, it's considered a cultural phenomenon to not exercise reciprocal or, you know, reciprocity in business dealings. The way that it's put in the book Thick Face, Black Heart, for example, is someone might patronize your store and then, you know, or the other way around, actually. You go to someone's store, you know, say there are two shop owners in a small town and you're one of the shop owners. You go to the other shop owner's store, his shop, and you patronize his store and, you know, you're a good customer and you, there's a, the unspoken rule of reciprocity, you know, says that he'll patronize your store as well. And this concept in Thick Face, Black Heart is essentially that you take advantage of that and use that to your advantage. Well, if you think that way, if you're that kind of a shrewd, cunning person, which Bill Gates has illustrated in his business pedigree that he is, you know, the history of Microsoft is littered with organizations like Netscape and 3Com that have been victimized by that kind of shrewdness and cunning. So if you think that way, think on a bigger scale. Think Silk Road. Think, you know, China has invested around $1 trillion, according to some reports, in building out this new Silk Road route. Now, start thinking we have these unfunded liabilities, like what Jim Rickard said back in 2009. Debt that China bought, essentially, right? You depreciate that out. You have the Silk Road going on. What if you could crash the Chinese economy to a large extent and maybe make a cut a deal on the unfunded liabilities? Maybe buy up some of the new Silk Road project for pennies on the dollar. I'm just saying, it's a curious coincidence of timing. So here, speaking of the Silk Road and Michael Rupert, a little excerpt from Crossing the Rubicon, Chapter 7, Caspian Corruption, which, you know, Enron, the Bin Laden Group, Al-Qaeda, oil companies Dick Cheney and John Ashcroft, which obviously precedes Chapter 8, Setting Up the War, Pakistan's ISI, America's Agent for Protecting the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. What? A little excerpt from the end of Chapter 7. Russia acted as a U.S. partner in the post-9/11 world and derived some benefit from that role. What? How dare he? Yeah, again, review Anthony Sutton's work if you're unfamiliar. But only until Iraq took center stage. You know, there are no sides. There are only, you know, there are no Sunnis and Shiites, no Democrats, Republicans. There are only haves and have-nots, right? Russian companies had already been heavily partnered with Western interests in many early explorations and pipeline contracts running from the Caspian Basin, such as the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, CPC, Novorossiysk Pipeline, which opened in November 2001, a large project known as the Silk Road Energy Strategy. look forward to the development of pipelines eastward, and Russia remained a key player in those projects. Russia benefited from post-9/11 U.S. military operations in the region that significantly weakened Islamic fundamentalist movements along its southern border, freeing it to address the oil and pipeline interests in Chechnya that were vital to ensuring the short-term stability of Russian exports, a necessary ingredient for a Russian economic recovery. So, you know, you start looking at these things, and the way that guys, you know, these strategists look at the, you know, Russo-Sino relations contingent, you know, India-Russo-Sino relations dynamic, and what the National Security Council, the NSC, the NIC, National Intelligence Council, what these groups have been writing about this dynamic, you know, balancing this, it's like balancing a drop of water on a convex lens. You know, we got to find a way to balance this. They're always looking at ways to manipulate these groups and play them off against each other. You can see that in the global trends reports, for example, that NIC has been putting out. Global Trends homepage, dni.gov/index.php/global-trends-home. Paradox of progress. The achievements of the industrial and information ages are shaping a world to come that is both more dangerous and richer with opportunity than ever before. Whether promise or peril prevails will turn on the choices of humankind. So, what is Global Trends? Every 4 years since 1997, the National Intelligence Council has published an unclassified strategic assessment of how key trends and uncertainties, right, at least for most of us, might shape the world over the next 20 years to help senior U.S. leaders think and plan for the longer term. How did they know? Well, because they're shaping the future. They're writing it. And it's in a plausibly deniable HOP fashion, happened on purpose, whether it was, you know, the help it happen, let it happen, make it happen version, variety, it's happening on purpose, you know, the nudge. So, you know, it's just interesting, again, the coalescence of things. And so what emerges, again, speaking of bedrock, is, you know, Pike's letter to Mazzini and the concept of unleashing the nihilists and the atheists, fomenting a cataclysmic or an, what is it, social cataclysm? Formidable social cataclysm? That in all its horror will what? Cause a reactionary movement. So, you know, it's Hydra in these organizations that are created ostensibly, you know, for peace, you know, and what did Jesus say? You'll be hearing peace, peace. It's funny how, you know, these organizations who are ostensibly created to foster peace around the world just seem to always be at the epicenter of, you know, the next flashpoint. Another curious coincidence. Anyway, back to the phones. Dave in New York, thanks for calling.
Hello, Chris. Good morning. It's afternoon.
Good morning. Afternoon, yes.
Sorry, I hope my phone call didn't go over the airways here.
No, you're fine.
Okay. All right. Shape. Well, I heard you mention something about infections popping up all over the U.S., and how could that be happening and stuff like that?
It's just a curious little deal, you know, that to me, I think it's curious that you see from the Air Force bases the lower quarters of the contiguous U.S. that people are flown to the other corners of the contiguous U.S. And then all of a sudden, as you know, not long after that, there are cases in almost every one of the contiguous lower 48.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this was first discovered and reported in December 1st, I think, in China. And Trump didn't cut off flights from China until basically February 1st. That's about 60 days. 20,000 people fly back and forth every day from between the U.S. and China. So that would amount to like 1.2 million or 1.4 million if you divide the airline data numbers by six for 2 months. Mm-hmm. With 1.2 million people coming back and forth, I was asking myself, where are all the cases from these? There had to be some people who had this, who would have come over and spread it. And but I think they could have been hidden due to lack of knowledge in, you know, regular flu deaths and pneumonia statistics here. Without any testing, how would we know?
Well, and speaking of that, and speaking of the testing, again, James Corbett did a great piece on, I think it was the Lies, Damn Lies, and Coronavirus Infection Numbers was the piece. And he addressed that very comprehensively, I would say, where, you know, the reporting of the numbers is a very suspect kind of a thing in itself. And,
well,
you know,
it's funny,
you see, for example, you see on the Johns Hopkins dashboard, still the big spike from February 12th, 13 and 14, suddenly there's a massive uptick in reported cases. And as James Corbett pointed out, it was because they were using different reporting methods. And in a lot of cases, when you dig into the facts, it's just kind of a spit test. Yeah, you look sick, so we'll add you to the list.
Yeah, well, that was in China. It's not unreasonable in a pandemic situation to take symptomatic people. You can't test them all. And they've got these strange symptoms. Anything strange or like this, you might group them in and count them.
Right, but a fever and a cough,
so they changed their
doesn't...
method.
Yeah, that's disingenuous, I would argue. So,
well, I don't know why they did that, but I think it was because they couldn't test everybody. There was way too much activity. And that's what happened here, that in Washington, Kirkland County in Washington State, they said, we're not going to test anymore. I said, well, that sounds crazy. I looked into it, mm-hmm. talked to some people. They said, no, you know, it's just endemic. It's there, and we know it, and we're going to assume it is, and if you're really sick, we're going to test you. So that's quite reasonable. I have seen underreporting rather than overreporting. In other words, in a county I'm aware of where I am, there are some cases known, and, you know, it leaks out. The information leaks out in the hospitals. There's no reporting for like a week that they're even in that county. So on our state site. So, you know, there is some underreporting. But I think to postulate that this is caused by 5G it does not fit the data that I see at all.
I'm definitely 5G, not postulating that, if that's... If that's what it sounds like.
I didn't
like.
Say you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so people know,
I think
I'm not.
Okay, good. Good, Chris. I'm glad you got that on the record. Situation in Wuhan, it was like 4.8% death rate based on their numbers, whatever they are. And outside of Hubei province, where Wuhan is, the death rate was reported at 0.7%. And, you know, the fact that 5G was there, I mean, this could be a cover for all the problems that are going to come out when they put up 5G. And now they're sorting out the data, and they had both the virus and 5G lit up.
That's my point. It's a curious coincidence of timing. And I always think of Mike Rogers when it comes to coincidences, him talking about whatchamacallit, and you know, when asked, you know, what do you think? He said, it's a, you know, there are, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And
yeah,
so, you know, that's what I think of whenever we start to see the coincidences stack up, like Benghazi was the incident that he was asked about. Anyway, whenever you start to see that, it is a curious coincidence that there has been new 5G technology implemented in these places. But there are also other curious coincidences, like the completion of the BSL-4 lab in Wuhan that, you know, coincides with Bill Gates' modeling. When at the same time this lab is completed, Bill Gates is all of a sudden running around saying, yeah, I could see something, you know, starting in that area that might kill 33 million people around the world. These are very curious coincidences to me.
Wow, that's so. Not a coincidence. That he's telling you what they're going to do before they do it, yeah, I would say.
I think so. I mean, that was his model, for Pete's sake, and it was shortly after that lab was created.
Yeah, yeah. Regarding 5G in Wuhan, I can imagine that 5G may synergistically accentuate the effect of the virus.
Catalyze is what I would call it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, by affecting the oxygen uptake. Now, mm-hmm. I know nothing about the effects of 5G on oxygen uptake. I begin to look at it. The 5G 60 gigahertz excites either a rotational or vibrational state of, diatomic oxygen. I haven't even figured out what transaction that involves, but it doesn't involve making singlet oxygen, which is a much higher energy transition, which, you know, is like a free radical. It just would destroy anything in its environment in the body. So I don't know what to say. I'm going to begin to look into 5G and what it could do and what the mechanism of it acting in the body is. Don't know about that. Dana Ashley did talk a lot about 5G. And I saw this absorption spectrum of oxygen at 60 gigahertz. So there's a band there that absorbs. It looks like a Raman band, which would be a rotational vibration. I'm not sure. Dana Ashley also mentioned there were military vehicles in a convoy. She got, you know, footage of this from some people that put it up on YouTube. Then she analyzed it. She took blow-ups of each one and went to the military websites, found out what these green eight-wheeled vehicles were that were coming somewhere out of California. Well, you know, this whole convoy vehicle contained a number of vehicles with these square panels that can be adjusted and pointed to knock somebody out. These are some kind of directed energy weapons. And she identified exactly what vehicles they were right by the pictures. She did a very good job there. And so I don't, they're used for urban warfare, and I don't know where they're going, when they will be used,
and again,
or if they're going to be used.
Another curious coincidence that the United States military has been planning for that kind of scenario for a long time, too. So anyway, we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why...
All right. I would perhaps be remiss if I didn't mention, by the way, I mean, I said that All These Videos a good one. It focuses on, I mean, the title is Event 201 Global Pandemic, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, obviously, speaking of Dana Ashley's video, the best news regarding coronavirus, you've heard it all month, kinda. That was her video. It was published February 22nd, 2020, and Polly's was March 9th. So before Polly's video was published, Dana's was published, not to, you know, only to give credit where credit is due, that's all. And so we have a segment of that queued, and we'll probably play that here in a second, but I wanted to mention that. So you make good points, Dave. I appreciate your call. You still there, Dave? Did we lose Dave? Sounded like we lost him. Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for your call, Dave. I appreciate it. Everybody, it's a busy day, and I guess we missed Rhonda. Sorry about that. Hopefully Rhonda calls back. It's interesting what's going on. Again, I think it's just, you know, speaking of the NIC and the global trends reports and, you know, the RAND stuff and the DARPA stuff we've talked about over the years, it's interesting. Again, just curious coincidences of timing. Why would they focus on 2025? And we have this Silk Road initiative that has been in the works for decades. Again, I mean, Michael Rupert's crossing the Rubicon. Silk Road Energy Initiative. And if you're these kinds of folks, you know, speaking of Jenna's call, you know, speaking of N.M. Rothschild and company, and you believe that the best time to buy is when there's blood in the streets, then, you know, maybe you don't mind engineering a situation where there's blood in the streets, so it's time to buy. Because historically, that's what they've done. They've always been there, these kinds of folks, to seize the moment, seize the opportunity in patently Machiavellian fashion. You know, I mean, like Soros said, funny, you know, thing like markets, you know, if I wasn't there, maybe we should play that clip. I wasn't there, someone would have been. The Zek. You know, I think Bill Gates is the same way. You know, guys like Bill Gates, it's interesting. When you start to think about the psychopathy, not to cast aspersions per se, but, you know, I think Donald Trump is that kind of a guy. I think, you know, kind of like Adolf Hitler, you know, was interviewed by Ivy Lee. That's what Ivy Lee told Congress before the Nazi regime led by Hitler was a thing. Ivy Lee testified before Congress that he was sent by the Rockefeller Standard Oil contingent to interview this guy and his pals to see if he had the stuff that they were looking for. The Council of Gods. To run the operation. That's how Donald Trump strikes me. Bill Gates, too, not a particularly talented guy on his own. Mark Zuckerberg, same kind of thing. Not particularly talented. But, you know, a thief who gets conscripted, essentially, and then bad guys say, look, if you don't go along, then we'll out you as the fraud that you really are. And, you know, you're living comfortably, so why buck the system? Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
bottom of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, March 12, 2020. Shoot, we could probably play Miss Dana Ashley's video and Amazing Polly's video back to back. We could just make that a broadcast. That would be enough right there, I think. Food for thought. It's just interesting, you know? It reminds me of the AmeriQuest Super Bowl commercial. Don't judge too quickly, not so fast. I mean, we're supposed to ignore the obvious coincidences. You know, you walk into a room, there's a body on the floor, someone's holding a smoking gun, saying, "Now hold on a second, it's not what it looks like. Don't." And it's not even that. These people Event 201, for example, we're not supposed to believe. I mean, it's just, to me, it's criminal in simple terms. You have an event in December, and the same month, this is an event that precipitous event, not only of this nonsense we're hearing about, but, you know, things like the World Economic Forum. These guys are having a little, you know, kind of a little planning session, a little steering committee meeting before the public, you know, World Economic Forum meeting. And then, you know, while all of that is going on, suddenly we're hearing what we've been hearing from the same folks who are at this meeting. Example, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, contingent, that we, you know, suddenly now this thing that they've been telling us about for years is, oh, it's here. And, you know, it just happens to be on the heels of this planning session, strategizing session that we were having. And all of these people are very interested. We know that the CIA is closely monitoring this stuff. Oh, but they normally do. Yeah, but, you know, involved in these kinds of planning sessions. And who, since when? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Again, Bill Gates telling us for years. World Economic Forum, Bloomberg, Johns Hopkins. It's everyone. It's all of these key players. And then just all of a sudden, the same, you know, within days, suddenly we start hearing news reports. A couple of things. We'll play this clip here in a second. But, you know, again, speaking of the technology, you know, this medallion net stuff, you know, again, it's in Dana Ashley's video. I mean, she played the video right from the Princess cruise ships, and, you know, they boast about this technology on their website, which is something that Dana Ashley pointed out in her video. Almost a million views now, 788,000 views plus, according to YouTube. So, before we get back to the phones, I want to play a little bit of that. The segment specifically concerning this planning, strategizing, you know, event 201 nonsense. So give this a listen. Go ahead, please.
Created word that is meant to destroy us, then you need to figure out what topics no one can talk about. The right or the left are not exposing. Although one of the right or the left does have a lot more truth than the other one, that division is meant to divide us amongst ourselves. And given that your boy Trump is promoting FIVEG and he's telling people to get their...
They have to get the shot. The vaccinations are so important. This is really going around now. They have to get their shots.
S-H-O-T-S, I hope you will at least consider what I am saying. Now, speaking of getting your S-H-O-T-S and the inability to speak, I have to show you just this one last thing. Now, while many people on YouTube already talked about Bill Gates and his big prediction of a CV only a few months before all this happened,
it began in healthy-looking pigs months, perhaps years ago. A new coronavirus spread silently within herds. Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care, many died.
But not nearly as many showed how at this same conference, a 201 event, being hosted by not only the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but the UN and the WHO, spent almost a quarter of the time talking about not how to come together and help people suffering with disease, but instead talking about what new extreme measures to take when people spread any information that doesn't line up with their ultimate goal.
As levels of trust fall and people stop cooperating with response efforts. This is a massive problem, one that threatens governments and trusted institutions. National governments are considering or have already implemented a range of interventions to combat misinformation. Penalties have been put in place for spreading harmful falsehoods, including arrests.
We're at a moment where the social media platforms have to step forward and recognize the moment to assert that they're a technology platform and not a broadcaster is over.
And on various social media channels and cable networks, there's been some conspiracy theories that are around about the potential that pharmaceutical companies or the UN have released this for their own benefit. So as we move forward, obviously trust in pharmaceuticals and government is very important at this moment.
I think with the social media platforms, there's an opportunity to understand who it is that's susceptible in what form to misinformation. So I think there's an opportunity to collect data from the from that communication mechanism. The second thing is, with that ability, we can identify false information more quickly. We are actually receiving reports about people trying treatments that are purported to be effective but are actually harmful. And the quicker that's recognized and can be countered, the fewer people will fall susceptible to those things.
One thing we haven't spoken about, and I'm wondering whether it's time to talk about this, is a step up from the part of the governments on enforcement actions against fake news.
And they were clear what the ultimate truth that they would validate would be.
I think a couple of things we have to consider are, even before this began, the anti-vaccine movement was very strong, and this is something specifically through social media that has spread. So as we do the research to come up with the right vaccines to help prevent the continuation of this, how do we get the right information out there? How do we communicate the right information to ensure that the public has trust in these vaccines that we're creating?
Other tactics that they mulled over under the disinformation part of the summit included how they thought that it's not only best to saturate the mainstream media with their version of truth.
So there is work that's being done to actually create algorithms to sift through information on these kind of social media platforms. And I know that the Gates Foundation and others are funding organizations to work on things like this.
Which, thanks to Susan Wojcicki turning YouTube into NBCTube and CNNTube, that's already happening here. Check. But they also mentioned how important it would be to reach into private businesses, to get CEOs of corporations to encourage people to do what they say.
There's considerable trust by employees of their employer, and that's been borne out by our own trust barometer in the last several years, where it's extraordinary the amount of trust given to the employer. And coupled with that, in times of crisis as we're living, the role of the CEO and the trust given to the CEO for advocacy and for advancement of accurate information is considerable.
They are so desperate to garner trust however they can. They even mention multiple times infiltrating faith-based organizations.
I do think that there needs to be sort of an honest broker, a centralized command and control organization that really brings together the public-private sector, both on a global approach and also on a local approach.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. And I wanted to speak to the point about having the honest broker. I think in this regard, the United Nations fits the bill.
Yeah, that's probably enough. So, you know, again, I think Dan Ashley's video and Paulie's video together, it's an hour and a half, I understand, but gosh, you know, it's all right there, and absolutely astonishing. I mean, you hear in this planning organization, I think there needs to be, they're talking about faith-based organization, and I do think that there needs to be a sort of an honest broker. And anytime you have to say that, you know, it's like the slogan, don't be evil. An honest broker, a centralized command and control organization. That's a military term. And so what's the scenario? You know, we keep seeing this propaganda in these movies roll out, you know, whether it's The Last Man or I Am Legend or, you know, Outbreak or whatever. The scenario is usually that it's something that was cooked up in a lab and then, oops, it was a cure for cancer. That's what it was. But we didn't realize it turned people into zombie vampires and, oops, we actually created the pandemic. But you know what? We have a cure for that. So, and there are Malthusian death cult adherents who think that, you know, the Earth is overpopulated. We have to do something about that. And, they always seem to be lingering around these sorts of efforts and these sorts of planning groups. So I'm just astonished that we can't just... I think the backlash should be that everyone says no to this nonsense, turns off the television, gets happily married, lives happily ever after, and, you know, has 10 children. I think that'd be wonderful. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, maybe you'll think it's nice. Go to Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yeah.
Get there.
All right. Great delusion.
Okay, I'm going to sound a little disjointed. You know, these whistleblowers, they go through hell and torment and depression. And a lot of them consider suicide because nobody will listen to them. Now, you talk about the idiot box. You know, I've got antenna TV, and I watch public television a lot. Lies, 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 deception, misleading. But they have a few documentaries that hit right on the button. The last one I watched last night is about the whistleblower, this young woman that is trying to expose these drones in Afghanistan. And she's questioned the people that have been struck by these drones. They don't kill military people. The vast majority of people that get killed by these drones is civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I'm going to start in verse 3. Now I'm going to ask you some questions. They're rhetorical. All right, here we go. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who is that man? Don't answer that. That's a rhetorical question. Now, you are far and away, light years ahead of all the hosts on RBN. You got the best callers, but they haven't hit the ultimate truth yet. They're afraid of it. Most of them are ignorant about it. Okay, verse 4. Who opposes, this is the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Who is this man of perdition that sets in the temple, showing himself as God? He can forgive sins and all this. That's a rhetorical question. Don't answer this. But if you don't know, you're doomed. Okay. Verse 5. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. This was Paul talking to the Thessalonians. This is prophecy. Okay, I'll hold over the break.
Yep. Yep. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Segment of today's broadcast. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay, Second Thessalonians chapter verse 5. I'm going to repeat it. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. That was Paul talking to the Thessalonians. That was prophecy. Verse 6. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. That is the beast of Revelation, the first beast, 13, Revelation 13. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now liveth will let. Who lets it? That's Christ. He's letting him do these things. Only he who now liveth will let, until he be taken out of the way. That will be Christ that will take the beast of Revelation, which nobody knows about. Very, very few. Okay. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, when Christ returns. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, in other words, Satan controls him, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness, and them that perish, because why? Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And that's what people are getting. Given up on a lot of people.
Right out in plain view now, the lie.
Right.
You know, right. The guy that said the command and control, made the command and control statement, speaking of that, you look at the Event 201 stuff, go to centerforhealthsecurity.org/event201, and they call them players, as Paulie pointed out. You go to that page /players, and they're called players. So the player in this case was Eduardo Martinez. He's an interesting guy, and he's part of these Points of Light organizations and things. I'm just saying, you know, in conjunction with what you're saying, Fred, the conspiracy and the lie is right out in plain view at this point.
Right.
And
forget Edward Martinez. Who controls him? The head, the beast.
Yep. Yep.
The dragon drives the beast. And if you don't know who in the hell the beast is, you're lost. You're lost. Okay. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who knoweth now will let us until he be taken out of the way. 8. And when shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming? 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with the power and signs of the love. 10. With all deceivableness, unrighteousness, and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. For this cause God will send them great strong delusion that should believe a lie. And that's about these whistleblowers.
Yep.
And that's how I feel. Like
that's it. We're out of time. Fred, I appreciate your call. Thank you, folks.
Your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.